Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We're picking up with a new devotional in the Bible app titled Wisdom from the Old Testament Stories. And I'm actually really interested about this one. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick it with a devo. The scripture is actually all of Numbers 22, but I'm just going to focus in on verse 12 from Numbers 22 as the devotional actually like paraphrases a lot of it, but absolutely recommend going to read this, the full scripture. Numbers 22, verse 12. But God told Balaam, "Do not go with him. You are not to curse these people, for they have been blessed." The devotional is titled, Balaam's Donkey. The Old Testament book of Numbers includes more than just the amount of people in the 12 tribes of Israel and their lineage. There's a story tucked away in the 22nd chapter about a man and his donkey. This insightful story goes like this. The Israelites came to Moab, and because there were so many of them, the Moabites were scared to death. So Balak, the king of Moab, called for the prophet named Balaam. Balak basically asked Balaam to put a curse on God's beloved Israelites. Balaam responds that he will get back to them after he hears from God. In the next verse, God actually comes to Balaam. Balaam told God what Balak wanted him to do, but God told Balaam not to curse the Israelites. So Balaam sent word to the king that he wouldn't curse them. The king wasn't thrilled about this and in turn bribed Balaam with anything he wanted. However, Balaam wasn't tempted. He ended up going with the king's men the next day because God told him to, but he was to wait for God's leading. The next morning, Balaam saddled his donkey and left with the Moabite officials. As they went, an angel of the Lord stood on the road, but only the donkey could see him. Frightened, the donkey acted crazy, which confused Balaam because he couldn't see the angel. Balaam was furious and beat the donkey 3 times. It was this moment that the most unlikely thing occurred. The donkey spoke. The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," he said. That's Numbers 22, verse 30. It was after this that Balaam was finally able to see the angel of the Lord, which ended up sparing his life. There are a couple of things we can learn from this story about a donkey speaking. Number one, God uses unlikely people. We know very little about Balaam. The only credentials we have on him are that he knew God, Numbers 22, verse 8. And that was all that was needed for this job. Maybe you don't feel like the right person for the job that God called you to as a parent, a spouse, a business owner, or a teacher. If God has called you to it, he will equip you for it. God cares more about your availability than your ability. Oh, that's good. I'm going to say that one more time for us, for the people in the back. God cares more about your availability than your ability. God can do far more with an available individual who is willing than an able individual who isn't. And number two, God uses unlikely circumstances. God used a donkey to get a man's attention, and not just used the donkey, but made the donkey to be able to speak. This saved Balaam's life. God wants to use you in whatever situations you've endured. It may seem absurd to you that he can use your experience, but he can. Whatever it is, yield to him and watch what he'll do from it. God used a donkey to save a man and spare people. He can most certainly use you. And something, man, oh my word. Let's go, God. Yeah. All right, Chad, don't get emotional here. I just think this is so good. You guys are probably like, Chad, what are you talking about? If you read the rest of Numbers 22, you'll understand that God told Balaam to wait. He said, wait for my leading. Wait for my sign. Wait is what he said. But what did Balaam do? The same thing that we all do. We pack up our bags and we start moving. We start doing. And when that angel of the Lord was to block Balaam from doing what God told him not to do, and the donkey was actually advocating for Balaam, but Balaam took it as he was doing something bad, so he was beating him. how often do we get frustrated at the things that are quote unquote holding us back, but they're actually protecting us, aka God's law? We think this is holding us back. We think waiting on God is keeping us from something, but maybe it's protecting us from something. Who knows? And I'm just think that is so powerful. Praise God. Like, won't he do it? God used a donkey to save Balaam's life after Balaam was doing what God specifically asked him not to do. And I just think that's so powerful that Balaam couldn't see it. God had to open his eyes to it. He couldn't see why the donkey was resisting. The donkey was resisting because of the angel blocking the way, right? Because God said, don't go unless I lead. And so how many of us need to hear that? That we are so able, we start to, We start to like appoint ourselves into situations that maybe God has not called us to do or called us into yet. And we're not walking anointed, we're walking self-appointed because we have an ability. And I'm guilty of that, okay? Like, this is not supposed to be this crazy convicting message for us all. This is just meant to remind us that God has a purpose and he has a plan, but it is his purpose and his plan that will always prevail. And God will pursue you and he will put stuff in your way to keep you from doing the thing he doesn't want you to do. And we need to be obedient to that. We need to obey that. Yeah, I'm just deeply moved by this. How many times I've got frustrated and have metaphorically beat the things that are holding me back from where I want to go or what I want to do. And I'm so mad. If you read Numbers 22, you'll see what Balaam said to his donkey. He said, surely if I have my sword, I would take it and use it against you. That's how mad he was at his donkey who has served him his whole life. And so I'm just, like I said, I'm just deeply moved by this, that now as I face resistance, I need to make sure I take a pause and say, wait a second, God, are you calling me here? Or are you calling me to stay? Are you calling me to pause? Are you calling me to wait? Where are you at right now, God? Because my frustration could actually be at something where you're actually protecting me. You're not keeping me from something. You're keeping me is what you're doing. You're keeping me alive. You're protecting me. We need to give God the benefit of the doubt in those situations. And I just love that what scripture says is said, and then God opened Balaam's eyes and then he saw the angel of the Lord. And so we need to ask God, like right now, to open our eyes to the areas where we feel like we're not going where we want to go or doing what we want to do. And we're facing the resistance of a metaphorical donkey that actually may be protecting us. I want to pray something out. Wow, Lord, this was special. Thank you for the Old Testament. Thank you for these interesting stories, God, that sometimes just seem so weird. They're just in there. But wow, can we be deeply impacted by them? And wow, can you move in our life the exact same way? You can do things, God, that we can't even fathom. Lord, I pray right now that you would open our eyes to see what you want us to see. That way we can act the way you want us to act, and we can pause when we need to pause, and we can move when we need to move, God. Help us to be available despite our abilities, Lord. Help us to not take our abilities and just start running without your leading. God, we always want to follow you. We want to be available for where you want us to be, and that may be moving, or that may be sitting, that may be resting, that may be holding back. Lord, help us to assume the best of you, that whenever we face resistance, you actually may be protecting us, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue present to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece. Don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Arrivederci.